My name is Johnny Spots, with one T. I work for Heller Ferguson in Los Angeles, the city of the angles. My angle? I'm a private ear. When something is missing, I listen. Now dig this.
The sound of the city, the sounds that are heard in San Francisco are mixed with daylight's glimmering rays and moonbeam's shimmering glow.
That is the sound of a city, the beginning of a sound that got around. San Francisco, my first big case for Heller Ferguson.
Hear the sound of San Francisco,
San Francisco.
I was skin diving in my Hollywood swimming pool when my Japanese house girl told me there was an important call. It was KSFO. They said, Johnny, gotta see you right away. We're in a spot. That's my name, baby, I said. I told the guests the skin diving session was off, so the dames put on their bathing suits and left. Three hours later, I was pacing the office at KSFO, where the decor is Swedish modern, and so is the secretary. Johnny, they said you gotta help us. You gotta play ball with us. You see, we're broadcasting the Giants baseball games with Russ Hodges. I cut him short. I knew what he wanted. Now every time Russ wants to let you know it's a home run, he says it with this hit.
If you're a fan of Giants baseball, sing KSFO. Turn up the volume and hear and go with the San Francisco Giants. It's bye bye, baby.
Heller Ferguson didn't leave their heart in San Francisco, but they left their mark. We hardly had time to take bows when Seattle was on the phone. Then I was on a plane, all because KVI was on the spot. Seattle, the city by the sound.
Seattle, there's boating everywhere. Hear the sound of the city in the air. On KVI, Seattle, Seattle.
KVI's boss man looked down out of the east window of his ostentatious suite, turned slowly and said, Johnny, you gotta give us a break. I did. A station break.
KVI Seattle, for listening at its best. KVI Seattle, voice of the Pacific Northwest.
I called Heller Ferguson in L.A. to tell them that the situation was in hand. Mission accomplished. They didn't even say hello. They told me there was a 3 o'clock plane leaving for Rochester and to be on it. On board the plane, I took a martini pill, then another. By the time the plane arrived in Rochester, I was waiting for it. Rochester, known for its lilacs. I sent the stewardess a dozen roses. A station is like a man. It needs an identity. And that's not just Reader's Digest philosophy, chum. That's a fact of life. We gave WBAL Baltimore several news lead-ins that said the same thing. They said, you can tell it's WBAL. Music. Me, the 20th century nomad, Johnny Spots. Doing the big job. Jet-propelled. Instant service. Looking for the answer. Listening with a supersonic hearing aid. Getting tuned in on your frequency. Philadelphia. There I was.
This is the heart of the city. The city of brotherly love.
WPEN, with a cultural approach. For those who like their sounds served softly. A classical reminder. A high tone. Punctuation.
The heart of the sound man waits for you with hope and love.
This was the sound of home. I was back. Time for a session of skin diving. That's what I thought. There was a guy stretched out on my couch when I arrived. He was swathed in bandages. He looked like an advertisement for Naked City. He was another freedom rider from the L.A. freeways. Too much traffic, he gasped, and then passed out. We put that helicopter sound into KMPC so it was easy to recognize. You can dial yourself to safety, and fast. Just another shot for Johnny Spots. Private ear for Heller Ferguson. Both my telephones exploded simultaneously. Fortunately, I'm ambidextrous. I answered them at the same time. Red Williams, Minneapolis, Larry Benson, St. Paul. Twin cities. For me, double trouble. I loaded my .45, .78, and .33 and a third, brushed up on my schizophrenia, and took off in a twin engine job. How come I draw a northern trip in mid-January? This is what I was thinking as I packed one of my overnight bags. The other one had gone home. Usual sequence of events. Knock on door. I thought fast. I said, come in. A special messenger, Portland, immediately.
Something's in the air. Hear it everywhere. You'll agree there's nothing to compare. Portland, it's Portland, K-E-X in Portland.
Kex, I have a singular thing for those call letters. They rhyme with my favorite indoor sport, checks. I love cashing them. It was a big job, needed help. Lucky we have a whole reservoir of talent if we need it. For that job, I called in the high-lows. As you heard, couldn't have done the job without him.
The Sunset Strip, the Hollywood Hills, from the harbor to the valley. This is Los Angeles, the giant of the West.
Holmesville at last. Stopped at office to talk about expense account. Usual action. Heller was making like a producer. Ferguson was making like music. I wasn't making like time with a secretary who was happily married and therefore efficient. I call her Handy Sandy. About this time, a big problem was dropped in our laps. When is a commercial not a commercial? When you can take the yell out of sell and entertain as well.
An American writer speaks on American styles of dress.
This is Erskine Caldwell.
Bruce Atkins presents the author of God's Little Acre and Close to Home.
The vest or waistcoat has come back to men's suits, and most men are glad that this mannish garment is again in style and can now be worn on all occasions. As everybody knows, there are three principal reasons for wearing a vest. One is the useful bib for men who dribble their first martini during the morning coffee break. Two, it conceals a money belt that men wear as an insurance against pickpockets at home and on the street. And three, a vest protects the solar plexus against so-called friends and other hard-hitting stomach slappers.
Erskine Caldwell for Ruth Atkins. Ruth Atkins to express yourself in style.
My Japanese house girl packed my golf clubs. I was en route to Palm Springs to look at the movie stars. Never known, you could get lucky and run into Elizabeth Taylor. Of course, I'm not married, so it could kill my chances. I called the office and told them. Sure, they said, have a ball. But on the way, would you mind stopping off in Buffalo? We have a sound for WEBR. And don't forget to check with KCPX Salt Lake City. And while you're at it, say hello to WFBM Indianapolis. A sound was really getting around because, you see, there was also WDSU New Orleans, KLZ Denver, and KROY Sacramento.
Hear the million-dollar hits, KROY. For the best of music, it's KROY. In Sacramento.
Man, that Marty Paich really goes, doesn't he? This is our news shocker for a rocker. That's what I call breaking up the news. A fast look at Albuquerque. And oh yes, WNOX Knoxville and KUPD Phoenix. And by the way, KPRC Houston, KORK Las Vegas, and KGO San Francisco.
KGO.
One of the good things about San Francisco. I don't think American Broadcasting Company would mind if we took a short bow for inspiring their slogan, One of the Good Things About America. My next stop, KOLO Reno. And then Palm Springs, here I come. But not just yet. There was a place they wanted me to be.
The Potomac in the sunset is a river turned to flame, and the bloom of cherry blossoms is like nothing you can name.
That's why we like to be in Washington, D.C. There's an endless stream of faces that have come from everywhere. There's a deep, abiding purpose, and it lingers in the air.
That's why we like to be in Washington, D.C.
To be in Washington,
Washington.
Palm Springs!
Yeah, but what about WDAF Kansas City, KSD St. Louis, and of course KREM Spokane, KGBS Los Angeles, KOGO San Diego, WQUA Moline, KING Seattle, WTYM Springfield, 3UZ Australia.
Australia! What about Palm Springs?
Well, that's how it is when you have five spots a minute. Playing 24 hours a day around the world. This is Johnny Spots reporting from KHVH Honolulu just before jumping off to Samoa. The natives want some help with their tribal dances.
Let South Pacific Airlines carry you to sunshine. The perfect anesthesia, relaxing
Like I tell you, man, the sound is really getting around.